I want to be clear that I do not think they are true.
Hmm.
But if the rumors are true that Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift.
Yes.
What does that breakup song look like? He had a Titan, but his brain was just a little hazy. And I think games are just a bore.
That was really good.
Thank you. I'm a Swiftie.
That was really good. That was really good. I like to look at things on the optimistic side of things. And what if this is the relationship that finally puts an end to those type of songs from Taylor Swift?
Oh, please.
Come on.
Welcome back to the L. Duncan Show. I'm the aforementioned L. Duncan. He's Gary Streisky.
Gary Streisky.
Gary.
Talk to me.
No.
Okay. Don't.
First of all, it is 100% a part of Taylor Swift's sort of artistry that she has heartache and pain.
Yes.
She has to have breakups. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about this last dude that she dated that lasted for a cup of coffee. This is not real. And let me tell you how I know it's not real. It's a rumor that appeared out of nowhere. It did. It appeared out of nowhere. It's not like we saw a picture. It's not like there was even people saw them eating. This is literally one of those rumors that just out of nowhere, you just started seeing on your algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Is Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift? Total fabricated, made up bullshit.
Oh, you say that, but I think that there are context clues that have presented themselves over the past couple of weeks that lend themselves to a touch of credence.
What?
A couple of anonymous friends saying that the two have hung out.
Who?
That texts have been exchanged. Okay. Breaking news as of today. Travis Kelce was on the Pat McAfee show. And at least we know this. At the very least, he has her number and he has sent tweets talking about, hey, I've seen you rock the stage at Arrowhead.
Let's listen to this sound from Pat McAfee.
Maybe I've seen you rock the stage in Arrowhead. You might have to come see me rock the stage in Arrowhead.
Confirmed.
He's not kiss and tell.
He just confirmed exactly what I said. He doesn't know that woman. That's like Joel Embiid saying he was dating Rihanna because he used to tweet at her. That's not true. It's not real. That's not a real thing. He just confirmed it in your face. Him and his brother, they're all in on it. We've reached the part of the NFL season, folks, where these rumors are coming up.
I just like the sentence constructed as he doesn't know that woman.
He doesn't know her.
As if it's just two pedestrians.
He doesn't know her. Yeah, but they're not. And let me tell you why. Because in our world, yes. You know, we're just regular laymen. We're just regs, okay? In the celebrity world, in the Hollywood world, they couldn't be farther apart. Listen.
Okay, my bad.
Kelce is an A-lister in the sports world.
Thank you.
True or false?
True.
Right.
True.
Okay?
Yeah.
True or false?
True.
True.
I said it. I'll say it again.
Taylor Swift is an A-lister in the world.
It is her moment.
She is the biggest name in the world.
Correct.
Taylor Swift is not kicking it at Chiefs Kingdom hanging out with Travis Kelce. I don't believe it.
See, and I do.
I don't believe it.
I do. I think...
And the reason it's catching so much fire is because it is so nonsensical.
I don't think
if
it's nonsensical at all.
If you had heard a rumor that Tom Brady and Taylor Swift were even dating, you might go, okay, like, well, I could see that. And that it's Travis Kelce specifically.
I don't think it's nonsensical at all.
It's 100% false.
They're both A-listers and having their moment at the top of their games currently. And I'm going to be honest with you. You're saying that there's no shot that this happens and that, you know, it's part of Taylor Swift's makeup to go through breakups. There's a real life, living, breathing example of the pot of gold on the end of that rainbow.
What are you talking about?
Adele and Rich Paul.
Okay.
Come on.
It's fair.
Come on. When's the last time Adele came out with a banger? She hasn't ever since she found herself in a nice relationship. Matter of fact, she's had to be like, yo, I got to just play the hits. I need to sign a residency.
Yeah. Well, because she's not sad girl anymore. And sad girl music.
Maybe Taylor Swift doesn't want to be a sad girl anymore. Maybe she wants to be a happy girl and tickle Travis Kelce's little mustache and say, oh my gosh, I should have dated a man with some facial hair in my past.
Is that?
That tickles.
That's what you think of when you think of Travis Kelce? Facial hair?
How do you not? It's just a mustache. It doesn't look right.
I also think these are the same people peddling the same garbage that Odell Beckham Jr. is dating Kim Kardashian. I don't believe any of this.
You don't have any credence
in
that either?
This is the same.
Come on.
This is literally... Why do you keep saying credence? Where did you... Did you learn a new word this week?
Big CCR fan. I'm going to say Clearwater once we get to that point.
I'm fascinated. You've literally snuck in the word
three times.
I haven't heard three anybody times. Say Creedence in years, and then you snuck it in three times three in a 3-minute conversation.
I'm one of those guys that kind of latches on to a word that I'm like, this is a fun new word that's going to make me sound smart, and I just use, I just abuse the hell out of it for the next 2 weeks on every platform that I'm on, whether it's this, SportsCenter, Snapchat, or SportsCenter AM, and then I just retire it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when Cher used to teach Ty the word of the day in the movie Clueless.
Yes.
She didn't think that she was that smart, so she'd be like, use it in a sentence.
Exactly. Thank you. And then it gave her some credence.
Okay.
and then it gave her some credence. And that conversation, kind of blossomed from there. So thank you. Thank you for hammering home the point, Elle.
I don't know. Okay, well, that's fine. I love that, though. Maybe we could like do suggestions for
like a word Gary's of the day?
Word of the day, how he can sneak in his word in the podcast. Although sneaking is not exactly what you're doing. You're literally hammering it in like a jackhammer.
I am very, very overtly using this word.
Yeah.
I can say it. Don't ask me to spell it.
Yeah, okay. No? You said you like CCR. You don't know how to spell their name? When you go to type it in Spotify, what do you type in?
Well, it's the autofill.
Okay.
So I get to CRE.
Okay.
And it's like, you must be talking about either Creed. It's not.
That's
Daughtry.
No one's ever talking about Creed.
Creed.
What did you just
say? First of all, Creed's coming back. Daughtry.
They're not.
Stop it.
They're not coming back.
Stop it. Is this already our ADD tour?
We're absolutely on an ADD tour because I will die on this ADD tour. Creed has never been coming back because they've never really truly arrived. Stop. One song does not a coming back you make. No one's looking out for the Collective Soul Renaissance tour. No one's looking out for any of these people. Maybe Goo Goo Dolls at best. But from that time...
I listen to Creed regularly. I do.
They have one song, Gary, with Arms Wide Open.
No. They also have...
Higher.
Yeah. Can you take... They have one of the most iconic halftime shows in the history of Thanksgiving Day.
What?
Cowboy Stadium.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Right.
How could you forget?
Well, they're very forgettable, that Creed.
Wow. Okay.
So back to you.
They named the whole movie franchise after them.
Oh, God. For those of you that aren't watching, he is making a face. I want you to know he does recognize that what he just said was categorically and patently false. But I do want to go back to forcing you to spell Creedence.
C-R-E-E-D-E-N-C-E.
Did you just Google it?
No, I actually Googled Creed. You know the first thing that popped up? The cologne. This, not sponsored.
Okay, and so we're going to get back on.
Yes.
In fact, we're going to get back on our bandwagons.
Let's do that.
Because I mentioned that this is the time of the year where we're getting these like stupid rumors. This is also the time of the year, as we move into week 3 of the NFL season, where we are already calling bust on our teams.
Yes.
And I am, for those of you that don't know, you hear me and my allegiances to Atlanta a lot. I am, of course, born and raised in Atlanta, but my whole family, both sides, sister included, all from Colorado.
Yep.
Inherited the Denver Broncos since birth. They've always been my team. And yet again, they're hot garbage. They're trash.
They're doo-doo.
You
dolls.
Were a Patriots fan for a long time. It felt good to you.
Yes.
I've, for many years, thought you to be a turncoat because you are, in fact, from Denver and you are not a Broncos fan. It's weird to me. The Patriots are trash.
They're not a good football team. Right. They are not a good football. They looked good in their last game in the Pat Patriot throwbacks. They do not look good in the art of playing football.
Sure. Okay. So with that in mind...
Yes.
I think it's totally okay to bandwagon another team.
This is the first thing we've agreed on in 3 episodes, I believe.
Really?
You know me.
Yeah.
You know me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't subscribe to society's norms that the city in which you were born is automatically the city you must root for as it relates to professional sports teams.
Okay.
You, born in Atlanta, are a Denver Broncos fan.
Right.
I, born in Korea, but grew up in Denver, hate the Denver Broncos.
You do.
I've never, and I've been on record, we go 10 years back.
Yeah.
And when we first
You've never
met,
liked them.
You were like, I like the Broncos. Like, I hate the Broncos. I've never liked the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Early 2000s, I started liking the Patriots because I love Tom Brady.
Yeah, you
he
think
left,
he's handsome.
I think he's handsome. I'm like, wow, his hairline's incredible.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's natural. It's not.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I love Tom Brady. Mm. When he left, I said, okay, well, he was my rooting interest, and he left the same season Mookie Betts left the Red Sox. So I went on a sports sabbatical.
Okay.
I still love the Red Sox, but I don't subscribe to this, like, man, imagine being born, I love the city. I love the city, and they're coming back around, especially as it relates to the Lions. But imagine being born in Detroit these last 20 years, and you're like, damn, I got to like the Lions?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's going to suck every year.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I'm with you there. I think people have gripes with bandwagoning when you watch your team after a couple of weeks. You've mm-hmm. decided. You went ahead and verdict is in.
Yes.
They're, you know, guilty of being trash. Yes. And so I'm going to bail.
Yes.
I think people have issues with you all of a sudden, like, rooting for other teams. You have to be really overt with your bandwagonness, like Mina Kimes with the Nets, right? Like, it's hilarious. Yes. Everyone's in on it. Mm-hmm. They love it. They love that she doesn't, you know, really, correct. She doesn't have a team. She's from Seattle. They moved, all that. But people mostly are upset with the idea that you would have any vested interest in anyone else doing well other than your team. And I call foul on that only because, as sports fans, I don't want to have to mentally check out 2 weeks into the NFL season. We've
I'm
got
saying,
16 weeks to go.
It's September.
Thank you. It's unfair to me, Gary.
The leaves are still on the trees.
Right. It's not even chilly weather yet.
It was chilly last night a little bit.
Well, I meant like actual eating and the consumption of chili.
Eating chili.
I meant tubs and vats of chili.
I get you. Shout out to Denver, the green chili capital of these United States of America. Yes, nothing wrong with obviously being born in a city, yeah. being born in a town, and riding with that city to the death. I mean, listen, it's been fantastic for residents of Boston for the last two decades, and now they are on the downturn.
Sure.
They are on the downturn.
Yeah, they're
and
watching
it's not, it. It's not looking good anytime mm-hmm. soon.
Yeah.
I just don't subscribe to having to live that way.
Sure.
I've been a nomad the last 10 years. I like seeing people and places do well that I have an attachment to.
Yeah.
It's not a permanent attachment.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Although I do root for South Korea in the World Cup and the Olympics, of course, and of course the old USA.
So you're a Benedict Arnold. That's fine.
Do you know? No, you know what? Never mind. It was a half-baked thought.
Okay.
It's a half-baked thought.
We only like full-baked thoughts here.
Correct.
Anyone
couldn't
that's listened to
tell?
The show is like, these are lies. So I think some of the most bandwagonable teams right now in the sports world would be the Lakers. The Lakers are a huge franchise, don't get me wrong, but certainly LeBron goes there and there's more.
Yes.
I think
Cowboys, obviously.
Cowboys.
There's not a day goes by that the Cowboys aren't in a sports center rundown, whether it's at the 6 p.m. or in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%.
Which I think is so funny because Ronnie, our director, he's a diehard Eagles fan, so sometimes, well, not sometimes, every single time the Cowboys are in, he will pick the least flattering picture of Dak Prescott, even if it's a positive story. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, great behind the scenes BTS here. We are incredibly petty.
Yes.
And if we don't like your team, we will. We'll choose unflat. I'll ask my person to make sure that the B-roll, even if we're just talking about anything, is of your team fumbling the ball.
Yes.
We are that petty. And so I want to be clear there.
Yes. We are human too.
We are human too. And also, we wield the power to do it, so we shall. Dion and Colorado are the kings of bandwagons right
That's
now.
That's a fact.
Everybody
That's a fact.
Is a fan. And they should be. It's really fun what's happening.
Yes.
I also said to someone that I think it's a perfect storm of events for Colorado. Colorado is and always will be a Broncos town. Even when CU was really good back in the day, it still is always a Broncos town. The Broncos, as we just mentioned, are not good and have not been for many years. And so it is a thirst-craved football town that needs something to cheer.
They need an outlet.
And they are going to Boulder.
They need an outlet.
Yeah. So it's been great. The timing's been great. Personally, Gary.
Here we go. What you got?
We, and I think maybe because of my connection, my obvious connection.
Correct.
But also because of our love of the culture.
Yes.
We have chosen to bandwagon the Atlanta Falcons.
The Dirty Birds! The Dirty Birds!
And specifically,
I didn't need to yell.
Yeah. Or clap, because they warned us before the show clap, it
they
would
warned
be
us
bad.
About yelling and clapping, and I just did both of them at the same time.
Wham bam. Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. He's not following Credence.
I'm new to the podcast world.
Clearly.
Wrong usage of Credence.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Authoritarian rule.
There will be a
look
moment
it up.
For revival.
Bijan Robinson.
What a treat.
The Falcons, in an off season of, I don't know why I'm holding a bat. Why
yeah,
am I, holding
I was
a
like,
bat?
Are you twirling a baton?
I am twirling a bat.
Are you mixing a cauldron?
I don't know what's happening.
Are you churning butter?
They did. They put a little hocus pocus into a cauldron, they and they created Bijan Robinson. In an offseason where all we did was talk about how nobody cares about running backs and the position has been devalued and it's unnecessary.
It's all true.
This dude.
This man.
This man.
This man missile.
Oh, my God. It's better than they could have ever hoped.
Hundo P.
He's second in the league right now in rushing yards.
Only
he had
behind Christian McCaffrey.
124 rushing yards on only 19 carries against the Packers last
week. The dude is like a hybrid Toyota, just efficient.
He's nuts. Even the video that's going viral right now
oh.
with him doing the cuts.
I was like, is this Madden 25?
He's insane.
Madden 30, 25?
It's nuts.
It was nasty.
They hit the jackpot.
They did. Eighth overall pick, highest paid running back in the league. So he's getting his money.
As he should.
And he was getting in Austin. He had a Lamborghini NIL deal.
As he should.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Here's what I know.
Come on.
Being that I'm born and raised in Atlanta.
Yep. Broncos fan.
Yeah, but also from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
That every team in Atlanta that is good.
Yes.
Or hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Is met with an enthusiasm
yep.
that elicits a dance, Dirty Bird.
The Dirty Bird, I remember that.
Or a song.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Atlanta, here's your song.
And now, hold on. Before you play this, okay. I think the listening audience and the viewing audience needs to know, this is like the worldwide premiere of this song. We both laid down our tracks
yeah.
without hearing each other's or even the beat.
Like any good song.
And it was just pieced together. It was just sort of pieced together like yeah. Optimus Prime. It just yeah. came about.
Yeah. We're laughing in the face of all music producers,
yes.
editors,
yes.
sound operators.
Yes, yes,
we're
yes.
like, no, we can make a smash hit
yes.
with a microphone and some can-do attitude.
Studio time.
That too. Are we ready?
Nope. Play it anyway.
Hey, check this out, shouter. All you teens got them Cheesecake Factory playbooks out there? Got more packages than Amazon? Dirty Birds can't relate. We only got one name to call. Let's go. Bijan left, Bijan right. Bijan up the middle, Bijan down the side. Bijan on the screen, Bijan in the flat. Hell, Bijan in the wildcat, can't forget that. Bijan left, Bijan right. Bijan up the middle, Bijan down the side. Bijan on the screen. Bijan in the back. Hell, Bijan in the wildcat. Can't forget that.
He's a thief on the field. That's why he's robbing, son. Scat back, Hellcat. He's a hell of a tailback. Mo par, mo yards. The pain has just begun. As soon as he touched the rock, the D is Warwick done. A true witch on the field. Brother Sanderson. A combo of Jamal and Pam Anderson. Wait a minute. Hold up. Those are different styles. What I'm really trying to say is that he's Booby Miles.
Bijan left. Bijan right, Bijan up the middle, Bijan down the side, Bijan on the screen, Bijan in the flat, hell, Bijan in the wildcat, can't forget that.
If you wanna get a win and you rap a Dirty Bird, let me tell you what the key, number 7 here, sir. If you haven't any doubt when you calling in that play, let me put you on some game, I'ma teach you what to say. It goes Bijan left, Bijan right, Bijan capping looks, cause Bijan looking flat. Bijan on the scene, man he mugging me. Got them other cities asking for that Bijan lingo. Bijan, not to be confused with Dijon, but I swear he got that mustard. And you DBs need to catch up, catch up. Go Dijon, that's my Dijon. You don't need no quarterback, get rid of him. You don't need no quarterback, get rid of him. You don't need, 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 get rid of him.
So here's the thing. Sometimes even though you love a thing, even though you worked in a thing, even though you're a fan of the thing, this thing being hip hop, sometimes you listen to yourself attempting it and you realize you're more Kesha than Lil' Kim. And so I had to embody an artist that is of the moment. And so I took from Young Miami.
Oh my gosh.
And so my rap name, I saw you're Young Sriracha.
Young Sriracha, forget the O.
Okay. I just the you. Mm-hmm. I am. I'm not young. I'm 40. So I am middle-aged Atlanta. That's my rap name. Where I'm from and my age. And I feel like I can age into that.
It's like you're starting a dating profile. Yeah. Middle-aged
Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah. Location. This is not to be used in a hyperbolic sense. I think that this song is going to get radio play in Atlanta.
If it can get a dance. We need some kid.
Uh-huh.
Do you know any kids? That's weird. You're almost 40.
That's a weird question.
We need some kids to do what they do, to just take the song.
Yes.
To make up a TikTok.
Well, you know I'm huge on TikTok, so I'm going to post this. I'm going to post this, and I'm going to generate a conversation.
Can you come up with a...
I'm going to generate a conversation in the comments. You know what I'm saying?
Bijan love, Bijan right. Right?
It writes itself. The dance...
I think so.
The dance steps are quite literally in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Which I think that's a skill. That's an art.
Yeah.
That's something that shouldn't go unnoticed.
I think, Gary, when we set out to make this song mm-hmm. just a few hours ago,
yes.
that the ultimate goal for us was to have this be on the Mount Rushmore
yes.
of line dances for black people at reunions
correct.
And events. You know, Cupid Shuffle.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. the Wobble. And hopefully now the yes. Bijan Bounce.
To be honest with you, it's all I've ever wanted for my community.
For your community?
Yes.
The Polish community?
That's what you said, right.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's so good.
Tom Brady, who is apparently a mentor to Shedeur Sanders,
Correct.
Quarterback for Colorado, was talking to Dion about Shedeur,
yep.
and something was revealed.
One question before I go, Tom, do you think a college kid needs a Phantom, like a Rolls Royce?
Nah, hey, no, it's not a Phantom. It's a Rolls Royce Cullinan.
I think he needs to get his ass in the film room and spend as
Thank
much
you.
Time in there as possible.
Thank you,
less
Tom.
Less time in the car and more time in the film room.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
And I seen you have one too, Tom. Don't think I seen
I was just a rental. Hey, I had a few bucks in my pocket at that point. I'll see some car stories when we're together next time.
And I don't want to be, you mentioned the word hyperbolic, which mm-hmm. I think is a much better word on this podcast than credence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be hyperbolic, but when you hear things like that,
mm-hmm.
that this 20-year-old has a Rolls Royce
mm-hmm.
and is on top of the world
yeah.
and is excellent at what he does already.
Yes.
Do you feel like you question every decision you ever made?
Most of them.
Yeah.
He's getting the side eye for sure in Boulder too, because I know the Rolls Royce Cullinan, it's not known for its MPG, if you will. We're talking 7.9 to the gallon.
Yeah.
And they are stout observers of...
Prius people?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. If that...
Yeah.
They get around on two wheels up there in Boulder.
Oh, wow.
So I know the Cullinan is standing out.
Okay.
I know the Cullinan is standing out. there in Boulder. But hey, good for him.
Yeah.
If he can get it, good for him.
Yeah.
I saw them shopping at the mall once when I lived in Dallas.
And?
Deion Sanders and all of his kids, all of his sons, and they were at the Gucci store, and I too was there. I was purchasing a wallet. They were buying luggage, so yeah. That just sort of shows you
100%. To America's.
The disparity. And they were on the wall of bags, and I don't know which of the sons was lobbying Deion Sr. for why he deserves this $5,000 duffel bag, which I imagine this was 2017, so 6 years ago.
Yeah.
They were but of high school age.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Deion Sanders Jr. was in high school, so
yeah.
That was cool to see and be like, wow, well, I'm gonna
aspire to be this 16-year-old.
But
one
in the
day.
Meantime, I'm gonna spend $350 on this wallet.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna take it out everywhere I go, and it's gonna have zero cash in it.
Yeah.
Because that's how you flex as me.
Yeah. An insecure man in his 30s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back then, I had just turned 30.
Ah.
It was a bit of a birthday present for myself.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, okay. You say birthday present, I say midlife crisis. It's fine.
True.
Speaking of which,
talk to me.
Let's tease what's happening on Monday, because when you get old like us, you start retrospecting and introspecting.
This is good. This is good. I teed this up for you earlier today, and it's going to give us the weekend to really think about it.
Yeah, marinate on it.
But
I don't need the weekend.
Both of us do SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Well, we need to decipher the pattern here. Both of us do SportsCenter.
Yeah.
And there are legends who have come before us. Mm-hmm. That we could have only dreamed of doing a show with. So on Monday, we're going to have an all-time SportsCenter anchor that no longer works at the company, years removed, draft.
Sure.
Five rounds.
You're just like making parameters up on the spot?
Who gets the first overall
pick? You just
pick?
Said we were going to talk about this, and then you literally just went ahead and just made all the parameters
It's
up.
A draft. It's a draft.
Five rounds, L picks first. Bam. Decided.
That's fine. I'll pick second. Boom. Decided. I already have the second overall pick.
Okay.
In my head.
All right. I only got one. I'm forfeiting all other picks because mine is the one.
Let's do the outro as the song.
Okay.
Available where you can find your music.
Okay. Where you can find your music. If you can find your music on SoundCloud.
Yes.
This isn't even Spotify level. This is SoundCloud level.
You can get the podcast on Spotify. I assume you're going to be able to get the song there too.
Bees on left, bees on right, bees on up the middle. Bijan down the side, Bijan on the screen, Bijan in the flat. Hell, Bijan in the Wildcat, can't forget that.